What do you think the difference was for Randall on Sunday against the Giants? He looked a lot like the Randall Cobb that we'd seen back in 2014.
I think some opportunities presented himself, that's for sure, and he took advantage of them. I think when he got the ball in his hand, he had a purpose behind it. And we talk a lot about yards after catch and yards after contact. It's something that EB stresses every day in our room, and he took that to heart, and he definitely had a purpose behind him this week. This past week.
Was that a little bit of a different deal for him than in the past? I guess I'm thinking about that.
No, I don't think so. Yeah, I don't think so. I think, opportunity presented itself, and, he had some space around him, so he's able to get going after the catch. And whenever he has that, since I've been here, he's a very hard guy to tackle.
I remember earlier this year, I can't remember if it was during the regular season or toward the end of camp, we asked you about Devontae's performance this year relative to last year, and I remember you said that you didn't think last year was necessarily a down year for him. And then after the first game in Jacksonville, when he caught that touchdown, in the locker room he kind of said that there was an emotional element of that touchdown for him to sort of just get there for the first time in a while since he wasn't there as often as he was last year. So with the nice start that he's gotten off to, do you notice just emotionally he's playing lighter or freer than maybe he was last year?
Yeah, I wasn't around him enough last year to give a fair assessment, to be honest with you. But what I will say is, I think I've mentioned in here before, let's take the start of training camp from that point on. He's had a great focus and a great attention to detail. He's hungry and he wants more, and by no means do I feel like since Jacksonville or since, this past week, or do I feel like he is satisfied by any means. So, I'm excited to continue to see where he takes this thing, and I want to see him continue to grow.
Hey, Luke, what's Jordy like after a performance that, his phrase after the game was pretty embarrassing. It was a pretty strong choice of words, but what's Jordy like the week after something like that happens? Is he any different?
Yeah, I think for him to use that word, I think you have a guy that has very high expectations of himself. And obviously there were some things out there that he felt like he needs. I mean, those are plays that he's made and he will make. And I think he's a pro. And when we came back to work, even the next day on Monday, but especially Wednesday, he came back to work and ready to rock and roll with a great purpose. And he's been really sharp so far this week. And I think he's ready to go out and prove himself again and go out and have a great game.
What is the challenge for your guys this week? I know they shut down A.J. Green pretty well, Dallas did.
This is a good group. They got two really good experienced corners on the outside, and then a really good athlete at safety, and then a really good, really experienced guy in Barry Church. So this is an experienced group that we're going against, and I think we're going to have to be very disciplined in all of our fundamentals and our techniques, and whatever the play is, we got to attack it and approach it and hit the details, because these guys do a great job of reading your concepts. It's one of those defenses that bend don't break, and they're going to keep it in front of you, and they're going to get their hands all over you. So we're going to have to be physical. We're going to have to be detailed, and we're going to have some contested catches. So we're going to have to make those plays.
We've seen some games this year where personnel rolls in really fluidly and just about everybody gets a chance, and some other games where the leading three guys get the large majority of the reps. What is that like, that variance for you on a game day where, when a lot of personnel is going in, everybody's getting a chance, and then other times you probably see guys that would like to get out there but aren't getting a chance to?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's, everyone's got a role, and I think, what Mike does – why he's one of the best in the NFL is because he when he looks at an opponent and he says, how do we want to attack this game or how do we want to approach this game, and that's part of it. And then, he does a great job of laying out everyone's role during the week. And so sometimes it's no huddle and it's a tempo thing we want to attack. And sometimes it's get the right guy for the right play or it's a role in the personnel or whatnot. So I think I think having the ability to do all those things is a really good weapon for us. And I would imagine that, I don't see anything changing for as far as Mike's approach and just making sure that, we feel like we're doing what we feel is best to win that week.
What is Jared Aberderis' role?
I mean, every week it's different. There's no doubt about that. Every week it's different. You know, sometimes he's on the brink of being a big part of the game plan, and sometimes it's just not. But he's been awesome. I mean, he's been awesome. He attacks every day. I mean, you guys see him at the beginning of practice at least, but that guy's, he's ready to play. I mean, there's no question that he'll be ready to play, you know, as soon as that opportunity presents itself.